They say it was the old villagers who knew first, who came out of their huts and gazed skyward with searching eyes as though something were speaking to them from a distance. Quite in fact, something was. Shortly everyone heard it, the rumbling, roaring far off and then nearer, and then suddenly hell rained down from heaven. This was the beginning of another of those air raids that you've either heard or read or maybe even seen, but I don't think you've heard the rest of the story. When communists invaded South Korea in 1947, there was carnage in many villages below the 38th parallel. One of the enemy bombs found the village home of a tiny girl named Kim, age 3. Scores of villagers died that day. She was among the few to be spared, though the bomb blast left her grievously wounded. Girl babies were more a liability than an asset to impoverished Korean families. So a short time later, the war still raging, Kim's father, frustrated by his inability to feed his children, took this one down to the river to drown her. And he'd already drowned another baby daughter. But this time the child's mother interceded, came running, screaming, refusing to allow her baby Kim thus to be disposed of. And after much discussion, the desperate father relented and took the child to an orphanage in Daegu. It was there, nursed back to health, that the child learned to sing. Soon she was a soloist in the orphanage church services. When Kim was 10, she was adopted by the George Wicks family of Dayton, Indiana. Now Kim had an American home and an American name, Kim Wicks. And in return, she has rewarded us all. An outstanding student, she graduated Wheaton College, then the Indiana School of Music, won a scholarship to the Vienna Institute of Music, studied under Frau Ludwig there. In the years since, Kim Wicks has brought audiences to their feet in Europe, in Malaysia, in Hong Kong. She's been 11 times to Israel. She received a triumphant welcome home to Korea. And when she soloed with Billy Graham's Crusade in the Hollywood Bowl, the evangelist called it some of the best music the Hollywood Bowl had ever heard. And as she inspired him, his message convinced her. So now a Christian. Through concerts and recordings and radio and TV, Kim Wicks has entertained and motivated uncountable millions on every continent. And we who have heard her in person have heard vocal music with the delicacy of birdsong, and yet with the might and majesty of a heavenly host of angels. And listeners may come and go and hear and yet not know what I am about to relate. About the child of Korea whose father sought to drown her as useless at the age of 3, and who, from the enemy bombardment of her village, was sentenced to a lifetime in the dark. That's right. A bomb blast left Kim Wicks forever sightless. It is the music of the night that is now turning on lights all over the world. And now you know the rest of the story.